Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Tomorrow is Shivaratri festival. Many people consider Shivaratri to be Lord Shiva's appearance. Right? What is Shivaratri? What is Shivaratri? So Shivaratri is not Lord Shiva's appearance, it's Lord Shiva's wedding. It's wedding ceremony. Many people are celebrating like that. Of course, 99% of people are worshiping Lord Shiva doesn't know him. They don't know who is Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is a completely different personality, unusual person. In our Bhagavatam, he is said to be the best devotee of Krishna. Best. Vaishnavanam Jatha Asambhu. He is the best of Vaishnava. The best. So, when you look at Lord Shiva as a person, he has two features. He has a future for demigod. And he also has the second side, Vishnu. He's both. Lord Brahma said, Lord Shiva is what? The glance of Vishnu. The glance. The glance of Vishnu is what? Vishnu. So people don't know Lord Shiva's position. He is Vishnu. Because it's Vishnu's glance. But Lord Shiva is not completely Vishnu, because when Krishna casts the glance on Maya, Lord Shiva is Vishnu who touches Maya. Therefore, his quality as Vishnu has come down. So Lord Brahma has 50% of Krishna's quality. Lord Shiva has 55%. That means Lord Shiva is not a jiva, like us. So when we see Lord Shiva coming out of Lord Brahma's forehead and becomes his Lord Brahma's children, that is Rudra, not Mahadev, not Sambhu. That's Rudra. Rudra is expansion of Lord Vishnu. Lord Shiva. It's expansion. And the 11. So they are called Rudra, anger. They are all expansions of Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva is above everyone, including Lord Brahma. He is the father of Brahma. He can create innumerable Brahmas without difficulty. Because he has that ability, has that quality. And Lord Shiva's position. He's not completely Vishnu because Vishnu has direct contact. But Vishnu has no direct contact with Maya. So Durga is the expansion of Smriti Radhani in the material world. So what Samanti Devi we have here. Durga complained to Lord Shiva, to Lord Vishnu. Every day my to harass people, can you change my service? Like sometimes we don't like our service, we apply question. So Durga wanted also to change. Every day I'm harassing people, every day. I'm giving anxiety to people. It's the nature of devotees. Devotees are not happy. Same people suffering. Although we are suffering due to our sinful activities. But devotees, they have a very gentle heart. So she's not happy that he's doing that. Durga. Durga means what? Durga, what is the meaning?
In charge of the fortress.
Hmm?
Jailer or
in charge of the fortress. Difficulty. Difficulty. So her duty is to give us difficulty. But she has a different expansion, which is Subhadra. Subhadra is opposite. The same person is opposite. While Durga is giving anxiety, her expansion is to release her from anxiety. As Subhadra, the same person. So she prayed to Lord Vishnu, please, can you change my service? Give me a better service. I can go to any department. Lord Vishnu said, no. No, your position is not just ordinary post. But Shiva's position is not like a post, like Brahma's position. Like Brahma's post, it can be handled by any jiva. Shiva's service cannot be handled by any jiva. His position is permanent. So Durga's position is permanent. So the Vishnu told her, see, in the spiritual world, in my Shama Sundara form, I am with Srimati Dattanayi. When I come to the material world, you are the one. So how can you change that? Nobody else can do this service. So she is faithfully doing that service, but you should not hate her, should not think that she is doing a very dangerous service. Her service is enjoyed by Lord Vishnu. Just like a criminal doesn't like to see police. So one who is a criminal will not like Durga. But devotees will like her. Because for devotees, she is not a problem. She's not a problem. Now I remember something, one dangerous philosophy which some of us who, in the name of being devotee or being whatever we are propagating, I say it's a dangerous philosophy. A devotee asked me, he was in a lecture and the speaker said, the devotee, Hare Krishna devotee is speaking, all women should be seen as snakes, right? So he asked me, so is it true? So if women are snakes, then you are what? You are what? Frog. You know? A frog. This is dangerous philosophy. And this is the philosophy that will bring feminism. This is dangerous. We are pushing people to overreact negatively. Because of our immature inexperience on devotional behavior. They're a frog. Is Garuda afraid of snakes? Garuda?
No.
Garuda will be happy to see a snake because that's his food. Right? So question, want to be a frog or be a servant to Garuda? Which one? Servant to Garuda. This is dangerous philosophy. It looks like it's a small thing, but it's dangerous. Not small. Dangerous. So this should not be said. Because the snake, you have been in the womb of the snake for years, for 9 months, right? Time she didn't bite you, right? Yeah. When you were in the womb of a snake, it didn't bite you. Is it not? Mm-hmm. So when you come out and put on saffron, it's a snake. What kind of philosophy is that? Huh? So Papa didn't pray like, none of our children preached like that. That's dangerous. Yeah, because we are frogs, we are afraid. But devotees are not afraid of Durga. They're not. Haridas was afraid. Why have acharyas come here? Why do they come here to this material world? Our charities, they come to this material world. What are they coming to do here?
Show us by your example.
They are here to teach us. They just want to teach us, to show us everything. But if we're so blind, we were so covered over that Maya that we don't see properly. So that is Durga's position, and her eternal master is Shiva. So merciful. He is in charge of ignorance, but is not a fool. So Shiva is not a fool, he's not in ignorance. He is a master of ignorance. So anyone who wants to overcome ignorance will worship Lord Shiva. How do we do that? How do we do that? Put Lord Shiva in our altar? Mm-hmm. So how do we do it?
Because of the Vaishnavas. The topmost devotee.
Yes, if I want to worship as a topmost devotee, you put in altar. So how do you do that practically? I don't. We should try not to put our philosophy there. We are here. We have to come together so we can know exactly. Yes, Advaita. Panchatattva is Advaita.
And also Hanuman is also expansion of Rudra.
Hanuman is there. Base is Panchatattva. Yes, Hanuman is very powerful. Hanuman is Lord Shiva's son. Hanuman has three parents. That's three. The first son, the father of Hanuman is Lord Shiva. The first one. So this is his expansion. See, if you worship Panchatattva, you are worshiping. And if you worship Lord Balaram, Sankarshan. To be free from ignorance. But this has to be attentively done, not just waving the incense and drop it and finish. This has to be consciously done, that I am fortunate. Prabhupada has made me fortunate that I have this opportunity to do this. This is the source of my deliverance. Let me do this with full concentration. When we do our service like this, that is bhakti. And that is what will bring perfection. We are mechanical in the things we do. That is the problem. And then we are going to preach sectarian philosophy that will great diversity without unity. So we should try to understand what we have. We should try to understand what we have. What we have is, it is not, let's say, it's called another organization to compete with other religious organizations. Christian consciousness. There's nothing second to this. This is everything, the ultimate in our philosophy. Philosophically, we can say something, but devotionally, and things, purification comes when these are done devotionally. So, it's better to do this thing devotionally with a full mind. And this is the fortune the Prabhupada has created for me. Let me take full advantage. I do these things with my mind and the whole of my strength. Be conscious. And everything we do in this movement. So Prabhupada said, do not take this movement cheaply. So this is the position of Lord Shiva, that he is. Lord Vishnu has direct contact with Durga, Maya. Therefore, he has this demigod level, this side. So he's both sides. So Vaishnavas look at Lord Shiva, differently. As a base devotee, Vaishnava, one who can give a benediction blessing to become a devotee of Krishna. So when you go to Yogpeeth and Lord Shiva's temple there, it's like Bhakti Nath Thakur, he wrote the prayer for Lord Shiva and he placed it. Now it is plastered, so you don't see it. But you can get it, I have the matter. Yeah? So devotees will chant this for Lord Shiva to get his blessing, to give us prema for Lord Krishna. So devotee, we respect Lord Shiva, we worship him in this way. And you see Lord Shiva with the unusual nature associating with hobgoblins, lower entities. That is Lord Shiva's causeless mercy. That is his compassion. That is his compassion. Because of his compassionate nature, he agreed to help. Those who are very compassionate, they take mercy upon the vocation put it. This word the Krishna use. Maybe should not come in now. Maybe it will come later. But those who need shelter, those who need protection, those who need to be protected, to be guided, to be helped. So Lord Shiva is very kind, he's very, very kind that he gives himself to those who are less privileged. So in this way, we'll have the mercy of Lord Shiva's presence that gives solace to the anxiety, the suffering, the lower beings are experiencing. Lord Shiva's presence is to relieve us from anxiety. That is why Lord Shiva is there. It is not gaining anything, any benefit from it, but he's a benefactor. Benefactor? Yes. He gives his mercy. Because he's very, very kind. When we were young, I don't know if it's happening these days, when we were young, in the school, the headmasters, they teach the children. Does this happen this year? No, it's changed. the young boys, they may be educated, highly educated, but they teach the adult, but the headmasters, they teach the children. Why is that? Okay, you don't see, so you don't know the answer. We saw it.
So what's the question?
Why the headmasters are teaching the children instead of the adult? They are the headmaster. They are the head. They're supposed to teach the topmost, the grown up people. But they teach the children, while the young boys, they will teach the adults.
Requires more patience.
They have more patience. Yeah. They are patient. They are compassionate. They tolerate. They have that compassion, so they can tolerate the children. Whatever they misbehave, they will take it. In this way, they will help them and gradually bring them out. And that is what the presenter today was trying to give. How to treat the children. But young people will not treat them. Shut up, you nonsense! Why are you misbehaving in the class? But adult person will not do that. One experienced headmaster, one experienced teacher. He saw the student was misbehaving. He always misbehaving in the class. Another student, they don't like this boy. So this teacher, very experienced adult, the headmaster is elderly. The elderly people, they teach the children. They're the head in the school, but they don't teach them. They teach the children. There's much more children. So to show the wisdom, they show the wisdom, they have the patience, they have the mercy, the compassion, they have the tolerance. So he told this boy who is disturbing the class. He didn't cane the child like he should do, or suspend or castigate the child. He didn't. So he told the boy, "Hey, my friend, listen to me, listen to me. From this moment, anytime you disturb this class again, I will cut off your head and hang it there, and everybody will see you, and you will see your head hanging there. You will see your head hanging there. I don't know how you will feel." The boy became silent. He never missed going to the class again. If your head is hanging there, you don't see it yourself. What else you will see, but you don't see it. But the boy was really seeing his head there. You don't want his head to be hanging there, and all his friends will see his head. And himself was sitting here. He was sitting here and seeing his head there. So he became quiet. This experience. This experience. So this is Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is so kind. Very kind. Because of his kindness, because of his compassion, because of his tolerance, because of his fatherly nature, his caring attitude, his nature, he is in charge of taking care of the less privileged. Therefore, he associates with all kinds of lower beings. This is associated. And when Lord Shiva sees that someone is having a relation on an irregular time, the wrong time, twilight, his inauspicious time. Because Lord Shiva is passing that time with his associates. If Lord Shiva sees someone behaving, he will send one of those souls to the womb. That is why today we have so many associates of Lord Shiva. Prabhu said, not me, I didn't say it. Prabhu said, associates of Lord Shiva. How do you know that children are not well behaved? They have no respect. The tokens of non-semantic activities. Why? The associate of Lord Shiva. So it's a punishment. And Lord Shiva, he's giving them relief. Okay, you are misbehaving. You take this as a punishment. That is Lord Shiva's nature. He's very, very, very kind. Very, very kind. Very simple. Because it's very, very simple. In Kali Yuga, if you're very simple, how do people see you in Kali Yuga? If you're very simple, very, very humble.
Fool.
Yeah, fool. But he doesn't care. Lord Shiva doesn't care. Whatever you do to him because of his nature, he will still help you. Look at Asura. He has seen Lord Shiva give me a boon. Any person here that touch. Crack. Lord Shiva said, take it. That's what he wants. Take it. He knows that he is, but it is not a disqualification, it is not weakness, but that is the nature. So a devotee asks, we pray to Lord Shiva, can he bless us? I said, yes. Yes, we pray to Lord Shiva, we bless you. Lord Shiva will bless you. This is his nature. So tomorrow is his wedding. How wedding for anybody is what? It's a very special day. It's a special day. Because it's a special day, there is an anniversary. You know? Wedding anniversary. We celebrate it. Because it's a memorable day. It's a wonderful day in one's life. So we celebrate. Therefore, if you pray to Lord Shiva, on his wedding day. Give him a gift, also he will be very, very happy to, to give us blessing for whatever you want. Christian prayer, it's what she will give. So give us opportunity for that. So tomorrow is his wedding day. And we'll come here tomorrow to celebrate. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Comments, questions? Shivling is Lord Shiva's genital. And it's mixed with Lord Vishnu also. So two persons in one. Two persons in one. So if we worship Lord Shiva, Shivling, it's very, very auspicious. Very auspicious. It is himself. This is his expansion.
Concentration while praying.
Everything, Krishna consciousness.
So, if faith is less, but there's concentration.
Everything has a beginning, so it begins from the body will show progress. It will help. Whatever you do for Krishna, you get something. You get something. It will help. So, we begin. We begin and continue to. Whatever we do, whether material or spiritual, we should make progress in it. So continue to make progress. Yes.
You mentioned that devotee. So why do we have in some of the Vishnu songs Pishachi Maya? Like she's addressed as Pishachi.
She has that future. She has different expansions. But the Kali. Kali. Isani. Many. What are different expansions? And people worship them with animals, goats. My village, we worship Durga. A long time back. Now they have stopped and a lot of. That time, we worshiping Lashiva. Durga. I didn't know that time. When you come to Krishna consciousness, everything becomes meaningful. Everything is useless until you come to Krishna consciousness. And again, I didn't understand it was Durga we worship. Once in a year. So it's a big festival. And they offer him good, which is done here. The same thing. The same. So, see, give us respect. But the Vaishnava will not take blood, will not take flesh. Till today, only here in India they do. So that aspect is there. She has many expansions, many different features. Like we said, some of our tonight, Subhadra is the same person, but it's different. Whatever forms are different, for different functions. Hare Krishna. Alright? Yes.
In terms of our understanding, obviously you kind of explained Durga Devi's position and also Lord Shiva's position. But how do we kind of convey that message across our whole organization? Because there is a, I'm guessing you must have come across the so-called devotees in our movement as well. Haven't got the full understanding, but they kind of come to conclusions as a way. Even there are a lot of devotees, you might have seen the devotees, but as soon as you kind of, on a day like Shivratri or something, if you just go and offer respects to Shiva, understanding that he's the topmost Vaishnava, they still think that no, that shouldn't be.
Should be done.
So how do we change that across our organizations?
They should hear this. They should hear this. See, they should not. If we don't know something, it is a ghost for us. It becomes a devil or dangerous for us. Until we get to know something, you can understand. So they should hear to understand exactly the personality we are dealing with. Well, Lord Krishna refused to change his image. If he's a demon. Lord Krishna refused to change his image. No, see, this is your service. You cannot change it. This is your service. Police people are paid for arresting criminals and dealing with criminals, punishing, killing criminals. Police are paid for that. She's paid for the service he's doing. Krishna is doing. So the issue here is so they can understand their actual position. They can show them that respect. Otherwise, it is a disrespect. There is a currency for getting free from offense of offending demigods. Devotees of being offensive to Lord Shiva and the wife. And Shiva being offensive to Krishna. So his courtesy will have to fast to get free from all these offenses. Because it's ignorance we don't know. So we should know. If you go to Shiva temple, I don't offer any respect, it's an offense. It's the greatest vice ever, you don't offer my patience, it's an offense. And then Nandi. Nandi is expansion of Krishna. Nandi came out from Krishna's body. Not just ordinary medicine. For Krishna, he came out from Krishna's body. But all the gopis, they came out from Krishna's body. And the gopas, they came out from him. The surabis came out. Then the bulls came out. They all came from Krishna's body. And Krishna looked at all the bulls that came out from his body, and the one that has 10,000 strength of an elephant. Krishna took that and gave to Lord Shiva this Shakari. That is Nandi. He's not just a cow, a bull, not just an animal. And Nandi is a symbol of, it's a symbol of dedication. We need to be dedicated. It's a symbol of dedication. See, so Nandi is so dedicated to Lord Shiva, so faithful in his service. You should understand who he is. So dedicated, so fixed and powerful because he's an expansion. Nandi came out from Krishna's body. So one day, Ravana was coming to attack Lord Shiva. Nandi brought him down from his high place in the sky. Nandi brought him down. For the first time in history, Ravana was shocked. Who is this? Nandi told him, you cannot go beyond here. From here, my master, you cannot go. He brought it down from the sky down. So Ravana was shocked. Who is this? You want to see? Nandi said, no, you cannot go there. See, you monkey, get out of my way. Nandi said, oh, you called me monkey. I will destroy you in the form of monkey. See, Ramachandra used monkey to destroy. This Nandi. He cursed Ravana. You call me a monkey? Okay, I'll show you. What's a monkey? Monkey will do. So it's not ordinary. So we are offensive if you don't offer respect to this animal. Yes, animal, but what kind of animal? Not ordinary. Yes, should I be because they're ordinary? The animals, those animals, useless. Huh? They're not. So directly from Krishna. That is the origin of Nandi. Nandi came to appear. He came from Krishna's body. He has a special service for Lord Shiva. Lord Krishna and Lord Shiva, they are good friends. They are good friends. So Krishna How would you treat a friend? Yes, so he gave him the bull. This is your vehicle. Take you wherever you want to go. It's special. So Krishna gave him this. And when you see Lord Shiva with all the things you see on Lord Shiva's body, that is also Lord Vishnu's. It's not Lord Shiva's making, it's Lord Vishnu's making. In history, you don't see demons worshipping Krishna. They worship Shiva, Brahma, and other demigods. But in Bhagavad Gita, you see some demons like Namochi. And there are six number. They worship Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna became seated in their hand. They didn't worship Krishna to become a devotee to go back to Godhead. They worship Lord Krishna to get his mercy so they can have power that nobody can do them anything. They were tormented. So they were doing that. And they were going perplexed, they can't do anything. So they came to meet Lord Vishnu. So Vishnu look at the situation. He said, who can do this? Only Lord Shiva can do this. So he came to Lord Shiva. Mahadeva has some service. I said, yeah, please tell me. And Lord Vishnu said, you have to help. I want you to create a demonic dark doctrine. In this scripture, you should preach against me. Lord Shiva said, please, how can I do that? How can I do that? How can I say you're not a person you are? How can I say like that? Lord Shiva said, but this is the service I want you to do for me. Lord Shiva said, if it is a temptation, it's a test, this is not a good one. Lord Vishnu said, no, this is not. I'm testing you. I'm giving you the service that is only you can. Only you can do that. So Lord Vishnu explained to Lord Shiva, see all these demons here, they worship me. They don't worship you, they worship me. So I'm in their heart. And see what they're doing. So only you can do this thing to remove me from their heart. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you hear and my advice philosophy, what happened? Destruction. Why? Because Lord Vishnu has empowered this philosophy demonically. So he knows and he's guiding us. Don't hear this dangerous philosophy. Your bhakti will be destroyed. Because that's it. What was the intention?
Shri Srimad Bhakti Dhir Damodar Swami Vani Archives. For more such content, visit bddswami.com.